Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Ava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Valentainment.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Susie going toe to Tobin.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is on YouTube. The third episode is coming very soon. And joining me is the wonderful, the lovable, the work husband of my life, Ronnie Karam from Rose Prick's Bachelor Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Hi, Ben.
How's it going today?
Good. What are you doing?
I'm podcasting with you and also looking at your face via the TV Party app because we're streaming it live. And we have like various listeners who are like, or watchers in this case, watchers who are watching us podcast as we speak.
Yeah, we have this new thing on the TV Party app where we'll be streaming sometimes. And that's normally going to be a Patreon level. But today is just a trial and hopefully non-error sesh.
Yeah, we had announced that this would be a Patreon tier reward, and then we lots of people signed up for that, and we haven't actually moved over to Patreon just yet because we're also ironing out the kinks with the app and everything. But once it's all set up, it's going to be a thing that's going to be exclusive to Patreon. So thank you for your patience, and thank you for all of you guys who've tuned in already. There's a bunch of people. We have like 53 people who are watching us right now.
Yeah, it's like that's we're why doing they call a small it a TV show. Party.
Now I'm just grandstanding for the party. I'm shimmying my shoulders.
Yeah, you can't do that because it's still an audio podcast. So while Ben's shimmying at the people, come see our live shows, okay? They're like this, but we take a shower. We're going to be coming to Phoenix, Irvine, Boston, D.C., Vancouver for the Just for Last Festival. All those tickets are on sale, so go get those over at watchwhatcrappens.com. And also T-shirts, etc. Limited edition Crappens T-shirts from the whole year are available until the first of the new year when a new shirt arrives on the scene.
And don't forget, of those shows, the one that's coming up the soonest is the Dallas show. We added a second Dallas show. So everyone go buy tickets to that because that's Dallas, home of Real Housewives of Dallas. And, you know,
you can't have some crazy housewife showing up there for 100 people.
Yeah.
She'll be like, they're just 100 people, but they work quite well. Even though we're not making any promises.
We're not making any promises, but if one or two or three of them showed up and not anyone's there, then
look
like,
stupid.
Girl. I don't want to bash an adopted audience, but girl.
Well, today is a very special day. Because it's Real Housewives of New Jersey, everyone's favorite housewife show.
Yes. I'm actually really thoroughly enjoying this season. I really, really like it a lot, I have to say.
This show is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life, okay? Sometimes I'm watching this show and I'm like, why am I doing this to myself? But then I start cracking up.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I really like being judgmental and angry. And this show makes me feel that, like, in spades. And so it's like a cuddly, warm hate blanket that I'm wearing.
I feel like it's really good. I think that... Jackie, for instance, has been she's been a surprisingly strong addition. The trailer did not indicate that she'd be so good. But this is now two episodes in a row where she's just like, you know what, Teresa, I don't really care what you have to say. You know, you don't intimidate me, Teresa. And I think that, like...
I love her little lisp.
Yeah, her little lisp and her, like, She has like 6-year-old boy face, which I really like. It's like it really that sounds so problematic to say. I don't mean it like that. Like she just has like cute face of like a little kid, you know? Like she like never grew out of it. But she's been like really feisty in a way that I really like, and we have a bunch of feisty people on this show right now, and Dolores is getting cranky. And I feel like the show's really, really working.
Yeah, I just like that she's become a hero for telling Teresa to shut up. I mean, yeah. that's how bad it's been. You tell Teresa to shut up a couple of times, and suddenly you've got America rallying behind you. The whole internet's like, best housewife ever! And I don't know if I'm ready to go that far, but it is nice seeing someone stand up to Teresa. And Teresa doesn't even know what to do about it.
No, she's totally at a loss. She's confused. You know, she's both hangry and stupid, and that's a terrible combination.
Hangry.
Yeah. So this week's episode, it starts off with classic Marge opening up, not opening up, but she's setting up a brunch buffet. She just was like a therapeutic brunch buffet, like just all I want, Joe. Just like therapeutic. The girls are gonna come over. There's gonna be bread for the girls, like, but none of them gonna eat it. So it's just gonna be for me. And then we're gonna like talk and put on masks, and it'll be great.
Yeah, it's gonna be wonderful, fabulous. We've got croissants, we've got bagels. These crazy skinny bitches that could eat anything. The only ones you could eat. Like, no one's gonna eat. Like, seriously. I love that Marge just walks around her house talking with – she's always got employees in there.
Yeah.
And she's got, like, Gay Steve and Larry. I guess those are, like, the party planners of note. Mm-hmm. And I just love watching Marge walk around in her, like, flowy things, being like, Steve! Croissants! More croissants, Steve!
Yeah.
Steve and Larry.
She's always, like – she's perpetually in the first 5 minutes of a play, like a Wendy Wasserstein play. All right. Enter stage left. All right. Here I am. I'm going to pick up something. Steve, Larry. All right, what's going on? We got omelets, we got masks. What's going on here? Okay.
Like she does, yeah. She sets up the scene. She's like, look, here we are. It's the morning. And she spoke up. Joe was really horny this morning, so I gave it to him. What can I say? It was great. Like, it was classic Marge, right? And here we are about to have a brunch. You know, got some croissants laid out. Steve, Larry, the gays. You know, it's all here. It's like we can see.
Yes.
You know, it's like a theater for the blind, you know? It's like an audio play. Yeah. By the way, I started listening to one of those audio plays on the podcast. It's called... Carmen, what's called? Oh my God,
Carmen
I'm so San terrible.
Diego.
I don't even know.
It's a game, Ronnie.
It's the girl from Rent, and she's like telling a story about how she used to be a drug dealer, but she just got out of jail. And anyway, it reminds me of that. I'm like, what is this? Is some weirdo telling me a story?
I mean, I used to be a drug dealer. I just got out of jail, so now I'm gonna have a brunch. It'd be very therapeutic for all the ex-cons that are out there.
Yeah. Yeah, so she's walking around, and the first to arrive is America's new hero, Jackie. She's like, hi, she's like, how do you do this? Because I totally don't cook for my kids. This is so crazy.
Yeah, Marge's like, I call the caterers. That's what I do. It's like, you pick up the phone, you call someone, so Joe picks it up. That's what you do. It's very easy. That's a classic Marge right there. Margism, classic Marge. So then Melissa arrives next, and Melissa's like, hi. And then, they start talking about Teresa and their whole fight at Jennifer's house. And Jackie basically thinks that Teresa's hypocritical. I don't remember why she thinks she's hypocritical, but you can just sort of – there's, like, any number of reasons why that statement is true.
Yeah. We're just getting the fight set up, like the daily fight. They're like, just for those of you who are new to watching, she's like,
did you talk to Teresa? And she's like, yeah, she's mad at me for not backing her up. Did you see the croissants? I just woke up with Joe. There's croissants. It's like, okay.
Yeah. So then Dolores arrives next. She's like, well, you know, like I'm pretty mad at Melissa because she riled up Joe. But, you know, at the same time, you know, this morning I woke up and I went to the kitchen island and there was no one there. And I thought, you know what? Life is lonely. I feel eviscerated right now. Am I going to sit here and be mad at Melissa? Or am I going to sit here and be mad that Frank didn't refill the orange juice when he left this morning?
Yeah, I'm just eviscerated, okay?
Eviscerated.
I woke up this morning, no one was there, so I walked from the kitchen to the living room, to the living room, to the den, to the kitchen. It was like a circle. It was like a triangle circle.
You know what I did today? I actually walked to the basement and came back up again. I was like, what's happening to me? Who have I become that I actually added the basement into the rotation, you know? And then my mom's sitting there just eating cookies on the corner.
I got to that basement and I thought, God, I got to redo this kitchen. Then I realized it was the basement. I already redid the kitchen. So I went upstairs and I counted my blessings. The countertop, the chef cookie vase.
You know, I looked at every single cabinet. And all the handles, they work. There's no squeaking, no nothing. I said, why am I so mad about things in life? I've got so many good things that are happening for me. Why? Frankie's at home. Frank is in Florida. We're working on our trust. My cabinets work. Boo. Well, Boo's dead. Okay, so that's sad.
Boo. I mean, Boo. Am I right?
It's really fun doing Dolores when I can see your face, Ronnie.
Her lips are always like, just like, you know what? She just puffs her lips out like, you know what?
She's always talking herself into arguments and then resolving it with herself. You know what?
She's like,
there are a lot of problems in this life. You know what? Like, Melissa, I don't like the way she treats Joe. But you know what? My cabinets work. So what's the big deal? It's like...
So I put some macaroni and cheese in the microwave, and I put 2 minutes, and that's when it says it was going to be done, and then it wasn't done. It was, like, still cold on the inside, and I said, listen here, microwave, if you ever lie to me again, I swear to God, I'm never going to use you again, okay? I'm going to get a new microwave. Then it happened again, and I said, okay, you do this one more time.
Turns out I was using the express cook option. I don't need the express cook. Like, what is this, the Garden State Parkway? I don't need express things. You know what I need? I just need my macaroni and cheese. And you know what? It's not a big deal. If I have to wait another minute, is that such a big thing in life? No.
Frank came home. I said, Frank, what are you eating? That's hot. That's a hot burrito. And he said, I use the microwave at work. I said, God damn it. I thought I could trust you finally. I'm eviscerated.
And finally, I put my hands on the table like this. And I said, Frank, I can't keep it in anymore. I'm mad about the mac and cheese. You took it out of the microwave at 2 minutes. It needs another minute. You told me it needs 2 minutes. Now I'm working on trust with both you and the microwave. But you know what? Our son's healthy. What am I really complaining about? You know what? It's okay.
Then Teresa comes in, and she's like so stupid. She's not sure who she's supposed to be mad at. Like, she forgets the day before. And she just kind of looks like, her eyes are half closed these days, and she just kind of looks around like, oh, hi, brunch.
I think she barely even understands the concept of brunch. I think that's why she looked so out of it. She's like, I don't understand. Is this breakfast or lunch? It's brunch. What? It's a portmanteau. What? Who said portmanteau to Teresa?
Oh, my God. Don't even bring in the big guns, charcuterie. Fucking lose her mind. I'm scared of sharks.
Who's the one who had the what was that? There was a Bravo show where charcuterie was an ongoing theme.
Yeah, remember? That's why I bring it up.
Was that Southern Charm?
I don't know.
Remember there was one where it was
scrubbed. It's scrubbed from my
Someone didn't know what a charcuterie
Wasn't that Brittany? I think that was Brittany on Vanderpump Rules. She didn't know what the charcuterie.
Oh, yeah, charcuterie.
Charcuterie!
Now I'm going to have Mama's charcuterie platter.
And Melissa's scared of Teresa, you know. And she's like, I know that Marge wants a kumbaya brunch, but Tree looks like, come on, bitch. I'm like, she does not. Tree just looks like this.
Did you notice the ice cold kiss that Teresa gave Jackie? Because Jackie's like, hi, Teresa. And Teresa just sort of stands there like a cactus. And, you know, Jackie comes and kisses her. And Teresa's like, someone's kissing me on the cheek. Hi.
Yeah, she definitely had some confused Teresa blinks for that one. She's like,
we're family.
So, Ronnie, your screen went dark.
Don't even talk about it. It'll be fine. Everything's fine.
Oh, okay. I see what's happening. So anyway, so now, like, they're all there. There's, like, small talk. They're talking about Danielle's bachelorette party and that there were, like, strippers there. And Marge's like, yeah, his head was in it. So it's, like, full-on, like, stripper head in, like, lady puss. Like, see what I'm saying here? It's like, what is this? Like, puss in boots, except instead of puss in boots, it should be called puss in strippers. Okay, classic Marge. That's for you, Jen. It's for you, Jen.
I have great masks because, you know, Marge Senior got a facelift. So we're all going to have face masks, all right? All right, after this, we're going to go to the Oblet station. I'm like, why are you talking about strippers' heads of vaginas and then your nasty-ass masks and then an omelet? I'm not hungry.
No, I think you're confused, Ronnie. The Oblet station is actually the name of the strip club in Jersey.
That would actually explain that stripper.
Yeah.
That was one messy omelet of a stripper, okay?
It's a big runny omelet.
Yeah, can I have less feta next time?
Yeah. It's like a broken and burnt omelet. So
she announces these masks, and then Danielle's like, I'm sorry, but I'm allergic to cocoa and cocaine. Okay, I'm allergic to all of these, but thanks a lot, Margaret. Thank you for having me over here.
And then meanwhile, while that's happening, Dolores is just – she just hates Danielle so much, and she just doesn't care. So, like, when Danielle arrives and they're talking about that stripper, she's like, his sack was in my face. And Dolores is like, that wouldn't be the first time or the 500th time or the 1,000th time. You know what I'm saying? millionth time. I can keep going up.
500th time. I'm just going to go in increments of 500.
Yeah. Also, Melissa said that she was not doing a mask. She didn't even have the excuse of allergies. She just was like, I'm not going to do it. She's basically like, I'm not going to show up at your house without makeup. Okay. I'm on television. I will not be seen without makeup.
Yeah, Melissa could use a mask. And Melissa's a very pretty girl, but she has a very dry, methy-looking skin.
I haven't noticed that.
Someone who spends time in Palm Springs.
Wow. And then Jennifer arrived also, and she's like, strippers are against our Turkish culture. Also, I think it would be disrespectful to Bill.
Lady, you know, I'm kind of sick. I'm Lebanese, and I guess that's similar in America. But ain't nobody going to arrange shit for me. I will die first. Could you imagine someone coming over and being like, okay, Ben, you're going to marry Ronnie?
Yeah.
Like, gross, no.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, it's probably, like, is not good in probably against Turkish culture. Being an idiot, okay, on TV. That's probably what it is.
Yeah, acting like a jackass on TV.
Yeah. So, yeah. So,
how does Turkish culture feel about ripping off your God-given face and then injecting it with, like, caulk from Home Depot and then putting it back on? Probably not. They probably don't look highly on that either, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Is that a thing? I'm calling Istan bullshit. So, Danielle, who's, like, when she basically is, like, I'm allergic to the cocaine or whatever. So then she goes, you know how I'm allergic to everything. And Dolores goes, not the penis.
And Danielle's starting to get mad, like, these are really offensive jokes. They're not really offensive jokes. Why is everybody talking about fucking all the time, but then this is the first cast to sex shame every little thing?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because so, later on, Danielle's like, what are you, lesbian? I'm like, oh, jeez.
I'm like, you had, like, a lesbian love song on Watch What Happens Live.
No, kidding. You were a lesbian for 5 minutes, and what the hell? Is it only okay to be a lesbian when someone's putting a 20 up your chotes?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't choose your times where it's suddenly okay to be a lesbian. It's always okay to be a lesbian, okay?
So then Danielle's complaining truly about everything. She's like, oh, well, I can't have an omelet because there's going to be butter in the pan. She's like, well, we'll just wipe out the butter. She's like, it's not that simple. It's not that simple.
Thanks a lot for understanding, Margaret, that I can't have butter in my pan. Margaret's like, I can't with her. I can't with her, okay? This is too much. She's Bridezilla. This is ridiculous. Bridezilla. I just can't.
I know. I love Danielle being a Bridezilla. I think it's hilarious. Like, to me, this is when Bravo weddings work. When the wedding is just, like, ridiculous and absurd, like with Luann and with Danielle. But when the wedding, when we're supposed to be like, oh my God, this is beautiful. It's a fairy tale come true. But it's like with Tamara, like, no, that doesn't work for me. I'm not here to see Candy Ass's fairy tale moment. Oh, and by the way, everyone, vote in the crappies. That's if you go to watchwhatcrappens.com/crappies, you can do that and vote for your the storyline you think is ready to die. Maybe weddings.
So Dolores is really going for Danielle, but then she admits why she's so gel, because she's like, I have two men who lie to me, and she finds another sucker. Like, what the hell? What the fuck am I doing wrong? Did she practice voodoo? Like,
she has a ring on her finger. She has a ring on her finger, and I can't get David to commit to a dinner reservation. I'm like, I feel like that's less about Danielle and more about David. Like, maybe it's time. Has the thought, like, crossed your mind that maybe, like, David has an entire, like, family, and you're the mistress? At what point do you start to put these things together, Dolores?
Dolores, I hate to sound like my meemaw, but when you're a free sample at Costco, ain't nobody gonna buy the packaged weenies. You know what I mean? You're just like a you're just like a sample tray standing there giving everything away for free, okay? Yeah. No one's gonna buy you. Stop being so nice to men. You need to make them work at least a little bit. I mean, what has Frank done so far? He's stolen, he's gotten disbarred, he's just taken your sweet potatoes and just walked away like he's the king of the world. He does nothing. Like, he doesn't even listen to you. He's a liar.
Yeah.
Have some woman power, okay?
Yeah, I will say, though, that if Dolores, there is one exception. If you are the sample of chocolate silk milk, then, yeah, you might get bought.
Really? Are you one of those who's like, oh, my God, I'm totally buying this?
I don't often buy what's in the samples, but that chocolate silk milk or silk chocolate almond, whatever it is, it tastes so good.
I don't like that. Fuck you, imposter milk.
It's chocolate. It's more about the chocolate.
I'll drink that by the gallon. I've got a Hershey's over there.
Yeah. Ooh. So Now this is like the part of the breakfast where I get really excited because half the women put on like charcoal masks. So they're just in full on like gray face. And then the other women put on these clear masks that are now sort of like their magic power is it reveals what their skin would look like if they hadn't had procedures done. So they all have these like, all of a sudden it's like that sorceress in Game of Thrones. Like
yes, that's
thing.
True.
They all had like lines and they looked like they were decaying. Like it was like rapid onset decomposition. And it was fabulous.
Yeah, that was definitely like some quick aging makeup. It's like when the witch in Into the Woods turns into Bernadette Peters and then back, you know? It's like,
yeah, it was very exciting for me. I like
so Dolores is still trying to set off Danielle, who I don't know why Danielle doesn't go off. I'm not really sure because she's like ready to, you know, try and get her. I forgot what they were holding again. What did we decide they were holding
like
at the beginning?
Piles of garbage.
Yeah, little pieces of chewed up gum that were stuck meatballs. Under like tables. Yeah,
meatballs. Pieces of brownstone.
So she's trying to get her meatball. She's trying to get her meatball back. And but she stays pretty calm because she's like, Marty hasn't talked to me since the bridal party. He didn't want to see what I look like after the bridal party, like come into someone's shoe. And Dolores is like, what, did he come home and put a black light on you? Just cracking herself up. And Danielle just gives her
the gassed face, which is pretty much like her normal face.
So yeah, and then Melissa pipes in. Yeah,
yeah. Melissa's like, you know what? I didn't have strippers at my bachelorette parties. I didn't have strippers. I'm like, first of all, Joe Gorga basically is a stripper. So, you have one.
I think he admitted to that.
Yeah.
And girl, if you invited people from work, I'm sure you had strippers in your wedding. So close enough.
She had exotic dancers, not strippers. So then Dolores starts making fun of her. Dolores is like, oh, of course. I'm Melissa Gorga, and I'm perfect. And Melissa starts getting mad. And Dolores is like, you know what, Melissa? It's just that it comes off as fake, you know? It's like, you act like, oh, I'm so perfect. And, like, you're totally capable of approaching Joe. But then you act like, oh, I don't want to get involved.
Proxy war.
What?
Proxy war. Go ahead, Dolores.
Yeah,
what?
Proxy war. No, I was going to say, she's not totally wrong. You know, this has been one of the complaints that we have about Melissa. She's always like, oh my God, I don't want to get involved. No, you know, Melissa and Kyle Richards sort of have that same thing going on, which is that they can be bitches if they want, but they're afraid to let America see that, even though we've already seen it.
Well, I don't mind somebody coming for her. I just mind that it's because Dolores has nothing to do except fight for Teresa. You know, it's like, okay, you're Teresa's proxy. But then Jackie, who is Melissa's proxy, jumps in and she's like, I don't think that's fair.
Yeah. And then
her lips are like this, like they're always wrapped around a jar, an open jar, like
who, Dolores or Jackie?
Jackie.
Oh yeah. So
she kinda sits with her mouth open, she's like, I don't think that's fair.
That's not fair. And so Teresa's like, why is she butting into the family's businesses again? Says the woman who like Dolores just fully butted in. Like all Jackie said was, I don't think that's fair. And now, like, Teresa's going nuts. So Teresa's like, you just met her two minutes ago, and now you know what she's thinking? Is that what it is? And she's like, no, it wasn't 2 minutes ago, Teresa. So it was 5 minutes? If you want to make it to 10, I would shut up if I were you. I was like, is anyone else impressed that Teresa can even tell time? Like, I'm a little impressed.
I don't think she can, because it gets very confusing, because she's like, you've been here 2 minutes, blink. And she's like, no, I haven't. She's like, 5 minutes, blink. 8 minute abs. Like, she has no idea what's going on. She's like trying to grasp time.
Yeah.
Like, she would be the perfect time traveler in a time traveler movie because she wouldn't even know anything's different. Like, she'd walk into a cave and try and buy, you know, like beef jerky.
Yeah. She just thinks everything's like a some sort of like home renovation show. Oh, look at this. It says it's 1985s, but now it's 1955s. Look, they changed the clocks. Is it daylight savings times? Ronald Reagan's going to be president's.
You've been here 5 minutes, and if you want to make it to 10, I'd shut it if I was you. She's like, this is my sister-in-law's. I was like, you need to make up your mind, because this fight is about you yelling at Melissa. So I guess she's saying, like, that's my sister-in-law. I can eviscerate her if I want to.
Yeah. And Jackie's like, do you own her? And then, you know, that, like, totally blows Teresa's mind. Like,
wait a second, do I own her? Did I ever buy her? What's happened? Do I have a deed on her? I don't, how fucking dare you? You know, she just...
Yeah, Teresa's just so excited that anybody thinks she owns anything. Yeah. She's like completely flummoxed for a second.
Yeah, and the truth is that if Teresa owned anything, the thing that she would probably be most excited about would be a Casper mattress.
Hi, this is The Mudge, and let me tell you something. Casper is a sleep brand that makes expertly designed products to help you get your best rest one night at a time, okay?
Casper products are cleverly designed to mimic human curves, providing supportive comfort for all kinds of bodies. Blink, 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 blink.
Whether you have 2 bedrooms or 14,000 bedrooms, the original Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams for a quality sleep surface with the right amounts of both sink and bounce.
Casper offers 2 other mattresses, the Wave and the Essentials, all designed, developed, and assembled in the U.S.
You know, it's like I was telling Frank, you know, the affordable prices because Casper cuts out the middleman and sells directly to you, okay? It's like hassle-free concerns if you're not completely satisfied, like me with Frank.
You can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep-on-it trial, unlike my undependable bridesmaid.
Now, you guys, if you've been listening to this podcast, you know I have a Casper mattress. I sleep on it every single night. And just last night, I had this big-ass meal for dinner. And I, you know when you're, like, really full and all you want to do is just lie down? I lied down on my Casper mattress and I was like, thank God for this thing. Thank God.
Ben will put his lie down on this ad.
It's true.
So for $50 off select mattresses, go to casper.com/crappins and use the promo code crappins at checkout. That's $50 off selected mattresses by visiting casper.com/crappins and using the code crappins at checkout.
Yeah, terms and conditions apply. Thank you, Casper. So let's get back to this fight. So now there's all this nonsense happening, and Jackie starts basically doing this whole thing where, you know, she starts doing a classic diversion. She's like, okay, you know what? Relax with the cursing, okay? You talk to me like a civilized human being, which is the Jersey way of saying, shh.
Yeah. But then Teresa gets so Teresa. She starts her Teresa squeal, which I love when she does. She's like,
I fucking curse, blink. I can curse if I wanna, blink, blink, curse, curse, blink, blink, blink. I can fucking curse.
Jesus, calm down over there.
Exactly. And Jack just like, you have to stop yelling at me. I'm way too old to be yelled at. And then Teresa's like, you don't cross the fucking line. You don't do that. You don't cross the fucking line.
Maybe with other people, but not with me.
Yeah.
I write her lines down by like that, by the way. Other people, not with me.
You don't go between family. You don't talk about me. You don't talk about my husband.
Did you notice when Jackie goes,
talk to me like a civilized human being. And Teresa goes, ah, what?
And then Jackie goes, you don't sound intelligent. And she's like, I don't give a fuck. Teresa didn't know what civilized human being meant, which... I mean, that's why Teresa keeps her job, you know?
Yeah. Poor Jackie that she ever, like, that there was Jackie making the assumption that Teresa could ever sound intelligent.
Well, she is going for kind of easy pickings in a way, you know?
Yeah.
So she's like, who do you think you are, Teresa? Who do you think you are? And Danielle goes, wow. Wow.
She's just going to... Danielle's just going to resort to some Al Pacino. Hoo-ah! She's going to walk around with like a little cane and do tango with people on the side. What's Danielle doing?
You betrayed me, Donnie Brasco!
She's walking around to closing doors on people, on Diane Keaton. She's just like going into different rooms.
So... She wakes up with a horse in her bed and buries it.
It's just like, oh, Morty, there you are. So Jackie's whole thing is that, like, you know, because Jackie doesn't even know why Teresa's popping off on her so hard. And Teresa's like, I'm continuing from Jennifer's house. So I like that. I like that Teresa's like, previously on Teresa, we were at Jennifer's house. So Jackie's like, listen, if you have an issue of me talking about this, have the conversation in private. You know, if you don't want me to weigh in, have the conversation in private. But you involved all of us, okay? So, like, you don't get to make all the rules, and then everyone else just has to follow them. At which point, Teresa's like, bling, 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 bling.
Yeah,
bling.
She's like, dung, 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 dung. Like, she has no idea what to say. And it's, like, such a simple fight. It's so funny that she can't follow it. So she's like, I'm mad right now. So she's like, don't you ever blink, ever blink, ever blink, ever blink. It's like, hit her on the side of the head, gets like a broken fucking record. So she's then, like, family, family. And finally Jackie's like, okay, 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 so enough.
So then Danielle, she comes in with a curly-haired wig and a microphone, like, and like the password music is playing. And she goes, the words you should never, you should always avoid talking about are husband and family. The password husband. Is husband and family.
Or potato.
Oh, I'm actually physically doing a micro. I'm like, this is what happens. This finally, I'm glad we're being broadcast because you can see that I'm physically holding a microphone. The password is husband. So Jackie's like, you know what, Danielle, you weren't even there. And Danielle's like, don't dismiss me. Don't dismiss me. I'm like, please dismiss her. That's when we get the best Danielle. Whenever Danielle is dismissed, that's when we get her crazy fully comes out.
And then Teresa tells us,
yeah, here's Danielle standing up for me. Blink, blink. And my sister-in-law staying silent. That's fucked up. That's not like a civil lizard. It is a lizard.
That's not like a civil lizard.
What is that?
So just to recap, Teresa is mad that after she and Dolores went in on Melissa, that Melissa didn't then defend Teresa after Jackie defended Melissa.
Yeah. You know, it's a very intelligent fight. It's Real Housewives in New Jersey.
Yeah.
I mean, no one made farts with their armpits. So, you know, I think it's like baby steps towards class.
So then Jackie's like, you know what? I stand by my statement. And then they cut to Marge, and Marge just goes like this. Jeff, whoa. Something just happened to me, Jeff. Whoa. You want to check the burners? Are they on? Jody number two, can you come over here and check them on? I don't know. I'm feeling something weird. Whoa.
How long do you know this one? How long do you know this one? How long? Oh, Melissa. So now she's fighting with Melissa, right?
Yeah. Well, because Teresa's yelling at Melissa. Now Teresa's mad at Melissa for not telling Jackie to shut up. So she's mad at Jack. She's mad. Well, but I guess that's the same thing, right? She's mad that Melissa's not defending her. So Melissa's like, well, okay, fine, then tell Dolores to shut up. And then Teresa's like, how long you knows hers for? Okay, how long you knows hers for?
She's like a long time. And she goes, so then she can say whatever she wants. I'm like, oh, okay, so there's like a time on this? How long do I have to know you before I get to tell you to shut the fuck up and your husband's in prison, okay?
Yeah.
It's not a secret.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So Teresa gets up and Jackie's like, where's she going? Is she pissed? Which I think is funny. Is she pissed?
Yeah,
I don't know,
think?
Jackie.
Yeah, you think? Sorry, is that making a lot of noise? I had to turn on my fan. It's like summer today suddenly in Los Angeles. I don't...
Yeah, what's going on over there? I see you fiddling around with stuff.
I know. I hate that you can see me now. Is it making a hiss in the microphone?
I don't hear anything, but
oh my God,
my
fan is on the floor and like it's blowing up on my nuts. Sorry,
oh,
that's very
fun. So you should great. Feel nice.
I'm actually gonna patent that nut fan.
Nut fan.
Who knew? It wasn't even my nuts that were hot. I didn't even know my nuts were hot until I turned on that fan.
Yeah, well, sudden nut heat can really. It's not called sudden nut heat for nothing. Sudden onset nut heat. So Melissa's like, so now Teresa and Dolores have gone off to the bathroom, and Melissa's turns to Jackie. She's like, are you okay? And Jackie's like, baby, I'm good. Dun-dun, I'm good. Dun-dun, I'm good.
It's a gypsy over there.
Yeah, sort of.
Here she is, boys. Here she is. Well, I don't want to cook nothing. I'm sorry.
So in the bathroom, we have that camera on the other side of the bathroom door, so yeah. They don't think they're heard. And Teresa's like, I've been holding that in. And Dolores is like, well, it looks like a golf ball. That had to hurt. She's like,
no, the young Jackie's. Who is she?
And meanwhile, Jennifer's at the table telling Jackie about, you know, Jennifer's trying to explain how people in Jersey talk to Jackie when Jackie is from Jersey. She's like, you know, sometimes the way we talk in New Jersey and New York, when you want to be passionate about something, you yell. That's what you do in New Jersey, New York. I don't know if you know that since you're obviously not from here. I'm like, what are you talking about, Jennifer?
She's an idiot. I like that she's also specifying where people only where people yell because they want their feelings hurt. Like, no one ever does that anywhere else.
Yeah, she's
it's only in New York, New Jersey, the tri-state area, let's say.
You know what? Jackie shouldn't expect Teresa to be calm because she was attacking her husband. I'm like, Jennifer, first of all, be quiet. She was not attacking
the
husband.
Yeah, you're not even in this. Shut up.
She was saying,
we have to watch you later at home.
Yeah, basically Teresa was telling Melissa, you have to control your husband because he's being mean to me. And Melissa's saying, I can't control someone. And all that Jackie did was provide an example. She was not attacking Joe Giudice. Like, you were, it's like, I hate this idea that you can't even mention his name. And that's like, if you do, it's an attack. This is actually very similar to last year when Margaret made an analogy and referenced Hitler, and then Siggy Flicker was like, don't say Hitler, you're an anti-Semite. It's like, you can say Hitler. You can mention the word Hitler.
I just heard her in New Jersey throw a phone up against the wall because you brought that up again. Basically, we took Siggy Flicker and made her our new no-no voice.
Yeah. Joshua.
Joshua. So then back at the table, Danielle's like, or still at the table, Danielle's like, we went through so much to be here, me and Teresa. We worked hard. And Jackie's like, I don't think that's relevant to this conversation. And she's like, You are cocky.
You are cocky.
That's for sure.
She's like, I'm not cocky. That's not the right choice of words. Well, wow. You are cocky squared now. No, I'm not really even a square, so you got to choose another word.
You are vagina-y. That's what you are. You are vagina-y. Right.
Survey says, all right.
I like that Jackie can just fuck everybody up with intelligence. She could be like,
that's not the proper word to use in this context.
And everyone's like,
yeah.
She gives them words. Where do we find words?
She comes out with a red pen and just marks up everything they say. Check minus. I thought she was cocky, but maybe I'm wrong.
So then Jackie's like, I'm not going to take advice from Danielle on relationships when she goes through men like toilet paper.
There's a big assumption that Danielle uses toilet paper in that statement.
Danielle's
now like, now Danielle's turning to Melissa and she's like, why, like, she's like, oh, she turns to Jack and she's like, so why are you defending us so much, huh? What's going on there? You got like a lesbian thing going on here? Like, what's going on? Like, Danielle, like, what, like, now you know you've lost because you have nothing better to do than to sort of like drag it into homophobic territory.
Yeah. So then Marge is like, I was having for a beautiful day. croissants, all the things that Steve and Larry did, facials, charcoal, but whatever, forget it. I guess it's verklempt. It's verklempt now. Forget
it. You know, like let's watch our faces. Like, this is getting very fucking heated, okay? Like, instead of mud mask, there was like mud slinging, get it? It's like I use mud in two different ways, okay?
This fight is so long. Like, this stupid scene was so long.
God, I loved it.
I don't have any breaks in my notes. And every time I look down, I'm like, oh, God. It's just like Teresa's stupid. That's literally all I wrote over and over.
And then Danielle is like going up to Melissa. And she's like, aren't you pissed that she judged your sister-in-law? Aren't you pissed? Come on, Danielle. Like, you can
give me
be better.
A break. Yeah.
Be better.
Be better, okay? I mean, so much fear for getting a table thrown in your face. You know what I mean? I should try that. Get some damn respect forever.
Yeah. So then Teresa and Dolores just leave. They're like, gotta get out of here. Bye. Bang, bang, blink, blink. And then I got the Bravo glitch. So I missed like the next minute. When I came back, Classic Marge was talking to Joe.
So before that, it was just Teresa packing her bags with her kids surrounding her. Like, why do we have to be around this crazy bitch? Yeah. Like, I'm wondering if Teresa ever even sees those kids when she's not on camera. Because the kids are like, and Melania has, like, makeup now. She has, like, cute little brown eyeshadow. I love Melania. I don't care what anyone says, okay? She's my hero.
Yeah, that's good.
And she's they're talking about how this trip is coming up, and it's a couple's trip, and Teresa's going to be all alone. So then we go to Joe and Melissa, and she's like, he goes, God, what, all you did today was go to the gym at the doctor. And she's like, yeah, because I got my cooch done. I got my cooch nice and hairless. Yeah, you like that? And he's like, oh, yeah. Ugh. And then she's like, please talk to your sister. And he's like, oh, yeah. It's like he's getting horny by anything she says.
Yeah, I saw her being like, you guys have no middle. It's either namaste or I'm going to kill you. He's like, sorry, I just came. Oh, Joe.
So then Marge, she's like, I need to pick some clothes, Joe. I need to pick some clothes, Joe. I'm trying to get a voice down, but it's really hard for me for some reason to do her voice. You do it really good,
Joe. Okay, you know what? It's like Joe Davis taught me how to do Marge's voice. Okay, you just go like this. You put your hands out like this. Okay, like you're like one of those Hindi statues. You put your hands out like this. And then you blow on soup. You go.
Like soup. Like soup. Am I doing it right now? It's Joe, better, right?
Joe, what should I bring here? I mean, this wedding is like a disaster, okay? Like, we're going to Bimini. Like, what's Bimini anyway? It's like Bethany, but it's called Bimini instead. Like, Bimini Frankel, is that what we're talking about right now? Be strong. You know what I'm doing? I'm trying to be strong right now. And you know what I'm feeling right now? Being annoyed. Okay, get it. That's for you, Marge. Joe.
And he's like, she's like, what should I wear to this thing, Joe? What should I even wear? What would Joe wear? And he's like, just get something that looks like Jaguar something.
Tag wrestling. I'm really enjoying Marge's Joe. He's just like laughing. Every scene he's laughing like, what are these crazy people? I don't even know what I'm doing here. Like one moment I'm trying to put wallpaper up in our great room. The next moment I'm patching up Danielle's tongue. What is this?
And he just
life?
Rolls with it. You know, that's a good husband.
He does.
I'm looking for one of those.
Oh.
Unfortunately, other gay people are gay, and we're drama queens, okay? There's not, like, a role with it. It's like, I'll get in there, and I'll fight Marge for you, or I'll fight Danielle for you. It's like, no, honey, this is my thing, okay? I'm gay today. You just be a Joe. Can you just be a Joe? Marge Joe, not a Gorga Joe.
Yeah.
I don't want to finger up my butt while I'm fighting either, okay? Yeah. Joe Gorga, keep your hands out of your wife's butt on national television.
When
please.
Will he pose just for Playgirl already? When will he pose for Playgirl? So we then go see Dolores. She is basically like, you know what? I got sick of walking from the living room to the dining room to the kitchen to the living room to the kitchen to the dining room. So I decided I'd drive it instead. So I'm going to Bed Bath & Beyond, and then I'm driving home. I'm going back to Bed Bath & Beyond, and I'm driving home. And it feels good. I feel like alive. I see cars on the street, and I feel like they're my friends. So then she gets a call from Jackie. And Jackie's like, hey, do you have a few minutes? I'm like, this is Dolores. She always has a few minutes.
Dolores has time, okay?
Yeah.
Girl, if Dolores was a grab bag and you reached in, you would feel nothing because there's only time.
Yeah. Okay? Time. Mm. Yes. So Jackie wants advice with how to work with Teresa on this whole situation. And Jackie explains that she really treasures her relationship with Melissa, and because she likes Melissa so much, she wants to make it work with Teresa, so she wants to get Dolores' input. I'm like, none of this makes sense.
Yeah, it's so stupid, but they have nothing to do because they're not on the cast trip, so they have to do something. And she's like, yeah, maybe you could give me some advice, and Dolores is like, oh, well, that explains the cool. Oh, that explains it, idiot, you know. And then she's like, because, you know, we're real women. We're mature. We shouldn't act like children. I was like, you're literally, it's like your mom turned around and you're like, fuck you, mom. You know?
Yeah.
So I guess they're going to meet.
Yeah.
And then Dolores is like, well, I'm going to a shelter because that's the only place other than my house that I'm allowed to walk from the kitchen to the bathroom to the living room to the kitchen to the bathroom to the living room. There's no basement for me to be confused.
You know what? I heard a song that said, give me shelter. And I said, okay, I guess I'll give you a shelter. Like, I mean, what else am I supposed to do? You know, I got nothing else to do. I could sit in the kitchen and go to the living room, then back to the kitchen, then the living room, then the kitchen. Or I could give someone shelter. So I'm going to give someone shelter. I guess I got to bring some stones in there, too, apparently. Some sort of rolling things.
This is the Marge. I guess it's time for a commercial or something like that. I don't know. You know what I need? I don't need a commercial. I need a new living room. Okay, Joe, that's what I need. Okay, classic Marge.
So Marge is, now we see them on the plane, the whole gang, the Bimini gang, and Marge and Joe are, like, making out on the plane, and we see, like, Teresa sitting alone, like, I'm so sad, this is.
Yeah.
Like, are we supposed to really feel bad for this woman sitting, like, oh, the pain of Teresa that she has to sit in her own, like, in an aisle, in a row alone with a window seat in, like, business class. Like, oh, the torture of Teresa.
I mean, it kind of is. You're on a plane with the Gorgas. Every time I see them go on a plane, it's like Southwest, that Southwest flight to Vegas. It's like, there it's innocent, but then you come back and everyone's just like, smells like butts.
Yeah.
And like, you know, bourbon, flying, butts and bourbon.
Yeah, they're flying disparate airlines. So, Danielle, they land in Bimini, which is in the Bahamas. And Danielle's just so ridiculous. It's one of these airports where there's no jetway. You walk down a staircase onto the tarmac, and Danielle's like, hello, I need someone to help me with this luggage. I need someone to bring it down the stairs. So I need people to help me. Hello.
I'm supposed to carry it down there. I need people to help me.
And then Marge is like, I love Danielle, but there's no way I'm carrying it. What do I look like, a fucking valet? And then so it turns out, Marge Senior ends up carrying Danielle's shit. She carries like a dress with. I mean, who does that? You're making someone's mother carry your shit.
Yeah, I know, it's ridiculous. I mean, also, like, if it's too heavy for you to get it onto the off the plane, then you should not have brought it on the plane yourself.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't like when people are just like. This is why I'm never in weddings, you know, because brides can't be like this. Even when they're semi-nice, it's like, but I'm the bride. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Okay. Hire a busboy.
Yeah. And all those jokes, because Danielle's like, all the bitches that weren't helping me are going to go into the water. That's what I got to say. And it's like, ha, ha, ha. Look at me being high maintenance. But like, you make enough of those jokes. It's like, no, you actually are being high maintenance right now. Like, you can't coat that in a joke.
Yeah. She's terrible. So then Joe shoves his fist up Melissa's butt. Mm-hmm. Danielle's yelling at this poor Marty guy. Oh, my God.
Marty.
So they're getting on this boat, and he's putting all the luggage on because he's married this disaster. I don't know what kind of person Marty is to be this far in.
Horny.
And, like, give up his whole family. I mean, really?
Be. Ugh. I don't
even know. That makes it even worse. So he's putting, like, all the Louis Vuitton, like, the fake Chinatown Louis Vuittons, because you know those are all fake, especially Melissa. She's like, we need these covered. I was like, the plastic is probably more expensive than your fucking fake luggage, lady. Who do you think you're kidding?
Yeah, exactly. So then, meanwhile, we go back to Jersey, and Dolores shows up at the shelter. She's like, all right, well, I'm here at the shelter. What's going on? And so she talks to these ladies who've been through hell, et cetera, and they're telling their stories. And basically, Dolores is like, yeah, let me tell you something. You know, you lost your business and you lost your home, but you did it once before. You can do it again, you know, as long as you trust in the right people. I mean, I don't know. Like, apparently I don't trust the right people. I told Frank, I was like, Frank, we need to build a house together. And he's like, okay. He goes, he builds a house. He doesn't even tell me. I'm like, Frank, you're supposed to tell me. So I don't have any trust in him anymore. But, you know, what can I say? I got new cabinets. Boo's dead. I missed Boo. But you know what? Frank, he's back from college. I feel great about it. Sometimes I sit alone and I'm eviscerated. I said, oh, don't forget to do your laps. I walk into the living room, back to the kitchen, back to the living room, to the kitchen. Not so eviscerated anymore. And it's good. You know, I have a meal, and I say, Frank, I gotta get this off my mind. All the women are like, we're leaving. We're just going to the streets.
I know. The shelter is empty. They're like, well, finally, we've got more beds. Thanks for coming by, Dolores. You've given everyone enough strength or terror to run the hell out of here. She's like, you know what you need to do? You need to steam a sweet potato and some salmon and just leave it out on your new kitchen counters until someone gets there to eat it. That's it.
Listen, let me tell you something, ladies. I know you've been through some horrible things, but have you ever had a big man who looks like a boulder spill pasta all over your countertop? Until that happens, then you really don't know pain. Okay? That's all I got to say.
Oh, good. So then we go over back to Bimini. And Melissa's like, I'm on a jet ski. And she's like, guys, no jet skiing. All right, we got to work. You are Bride Squad. You're my Bride Squad. And look at these girls. They've done everything for me. These girls, her daughters, have done more for me in 2 days than you have this entire time. This entire time. I'm like a piece of crap on the bottom of a shoe.
And Teresa's like, we're gonna have a table flippin's goods times. It's like, okay, who wrote that for you 5 months ago?
Bless Teresa.
I know.
Glory days!
So now we go over to Jennifer's house, where they're cooking a big Turkish meal because her brother's engaged. And I don't know if you noticed this, Ronnie. but they were fully using some cheap-ass cookware that's, like, meant to look like Le Creuset. Did you notice that? I was like...
No.
I was like, classic Jennifer, okay? You have this big, giant house, but you show up with, like, a store-bought crudités tray to hatch at night, and now here you are trying to pass off your cheap Groupon pots as Le Creuset, and I know that they are cheap Groupon pots because I have them also, okay, girl? Please.
Well, that's not the only cheap-ass thing she's trying to pass off. She's trying to pass her cheap-ass fat brother to some girl she met at a wedding. Oh, I mean, God. This scene was very disturbing to me.
Yes. Okay?
Bravo is stealing a lot of ideas. And look, you know we love our Bravo, but this Friday home or Saturday home or whatever night they're putting it on, they're literally just taking others. Like, they're coming out with the Property Brothers, but it's like other people. Whatever. So I see what they're doing. But now you're going to come for 90 Day Fiancé. If you're going to go for 90 Day Fiancé, do that on its own show. Don't bring it onto Jersey. It's more terrifying than the TLC one.
I know. I want to – it's like hashtag justice for Melda, because basically Melda – like, I guess Jennifer met Melda at a party and she's like, hey, Melda, you know what? I like that your name sounds like it's short for formaldehyde. That's funny, right? Were you laughing? Why aren't you laughing at my joke? Here's my brother. He's big and fat and awful, has no personality. But, you know, I can see you're desperate, so you should marry him. And she's like, no. And then, like, 6 years go by, and Melda doesn't find anyone. She's like, ugh, I guess I gotta go with that guy. And so
yeah, and then her story of it is, yeah, she calls her all these years later, and she's like, she told me she wants to start having babies immediately. I was like, ew, this is gross. And then when she tells that story, she's like, yeah, my friends don't understand it. It's like they see this girl and they're like, what? They never even dated. I mean, maybe they've known each other for 10 days or something. These American women. I mean, they just don't get it. I'm like, yeah, God forbid you fucking fall in love with somebody. Listen, there's a reason we call the old country old. Yeah. Leave it behind. Yeah. Okay.
I told Melda, I said, Melda, if you marry my brother, I'll give you anything you want from Amazon. Okay? Anything you want at all, Melda. You pick it up. But you also have to get 3 baskets in a row, Melda. 3 baskets and marry my brother.
Whoever wins horse wins the horse.
Let me tell you something. No one in my family has ever gotten a divorce, so the proof is in the pudding. I'm like, well, congratulations, you're on Bravo, so we'll be counting down to that. And then second of all, you know, the editors are so funny. Right on the heels of her saying, no one in my family has ever gotten a divorce, they cut to Bill sashaying in, be like, hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, girl, hey. Bill's back. What are we having for dinner, girls?
What are we talking about, girls?
Mm. We're talking about engagement. Mm. Have we all seen Rules of Engagement? Great movie.
Mm. The mom's like passing out her homemade grape leaves, which look amazing. So, you know, if I can say one positive thing, it's her to that
mom.
Mother. Like,
mom
thank
looks
you.
Great. The mom's great. She is a lovely woman who is just like tirelessly just handing out grape leaves, and I think in her mind she's like, you know what, my children have turned into monsters, but at least I can live comfortably now, you know, after all these years of sitting on a stool and rolling up grape leaves.
Yeah, she's like, by next year we'll have a new loveless baby in the family. Enjoy your tiny phallic dessert or your tiny phallic appetizer.
New baby.
So over at Bimini Bobbity.
I know. Bimini Bobbity.
Boo.
Mary Poppins. This is all like a tie-in for Mary Poppins Returns.
That
isn't
is it? Cinderella.
Oh.
Isn't it? Yeah, Bimini Bobbity.
I never saw Cinderella all the way through either. I mean, I know the story.
I find out new horrifying things about you, I feel like, every day. How is this possible? We've been together a long time.
I've seen like big chunks of Cinderella, but I've just never sat down and watched it all the way through.
I want them to make a new Cinderella like they did with Sleeping Beauty, where Angelina Jolie plays the evil queen, and you're like, oh, she was right. Sleeping Beauty's a bitch, you know? I want them to do that with the evil stepmother in Cinderella.
I actually feel like I actually often root for villains, and I do feel like the evil stepmother in Cinderella was, I'm like not on her side at all.
I am. I'm on her side. Fuck well, the depends. Set, fuck I mean, the set Cinderella- kid, you know? She's, like, sitting there being all pretty, getting everything handed to her in the world because she's, like, got Cinderella privilege.
That's true.
And then her poor homely daughters, like, what do they get? Nothing. They don't get anything because they don't have the right birthright. They don't have anything. So they're like, she's got to like sell them off like they're someone from this family, Jennifer's family.
Yeah.
And, you know, fuck that. Fuck that, Cinderella. Lock her in the basement until her chores are done. I don't see what's so wrong with that.
Yeah, I actually do think you have a point. I mean, there is a sense that, like, the whole Cinderella story has been basically told to us by the godmother, who's like, oh, I know this girl. She's so great. She's so lovely. And, like, she just really hasn't had a shot in life, you know? And so we just hear, like, oh, yeah, this poor girl. When, yeah, you're right, she does have Cinderella privilege. She's pretty, and she's probably very self-involved, and she probably never asks you about what's going on with you. And her
never.
New stepsisters are like, we want to blend this family. Let's have a blended family, you know? And Cinderella's like, I'm sorry, what was that? I'm sorry. And she's just, like, in her room, like, singing to a brush, singing, like, Ariana Grande. And the other sisters are like, hey, we were thinking about, like, maybe going to check out this new coffee house. And, like, Cinderella is, like, the next day is like, oh, sorry, I just saw this text. And they're like, fucking Cinderella.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you through these Bose soundless headphones my dad bought me yesterday. What'd he get you guys? Not that little bitch, you know? I feel like she's always, like, pushing at them. Like, when in the story was Cinderella studying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when did they interrupt her studying or, like, trying to do better in life? No. Just, she's always just looking pretty, wishing she had more in life, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So finally,
over
like, you
it,
know what?
Cinderella.
Let's just, like, fucking clean out that fireplace.
Also,
like,
your name's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Cinderella.
Yeah, named after cinders.
Hate her. I didn't even know I hated Cinderella until
I'm
right
realizing
now.
That I have a real issue with Cinderella. Thank you for, like, opening my eyes to that, because I was like, no, like, that stepmom was pretty bad. But no,
yeah.
I'm realizing, like, the stepmom is probably, like, the stepmom's, like, had to raise these daughters and is, like, I've been basically a single mom for who knows how long, and I finally meet this great dude,
mm-hmm.
and life seems really lovely, and he's got, like, seems like a perfectly pretty daughter. It turns out she's a spoiled daddy's girl, and she's, like,
yeah,
a pain.
She's probably a slut. She's probably, like, going out at night sleeping with, like, little woodland creatures or whatever. Also, do you know what Cinderella's sisters did, the evil stepsisters? Or how about the making an effort stepsisters? Is that too long of a name? When Cinderella left her glass slipper at the ball, which, also, who does that? It's not only dangerous for you to wear glass slippers, it's dangerous for everybody else when your slipper breaks. You know,
like,
fuck off.
Yeah, so congrats on having a statement piece, Cinderella.
Yes, and so she leaves her shoe there, and then the prince comes around from house to house trying to get see who fits the shoe, because I guess there's, like, only one size six in all of the land or whatever.
All the land.
And then the stepsisters cut their feet, parts of their feet off to fit into the slipper. I mean, that's called effort. You know, if you have a woman who's cutting off parts of her feet to be with you, why would you marry the dumb one who wore glass shoes in the first place?
I wouldn't even say that it's effort. I think what it is these girls are like, we need to be heard. Like, we have not been heard. We're just sitting here and, like we are saying that we are here and we want to be known. We want to be part of this conversation. And, like, what do we have to do? Like, I'm sorry that we're not blonde. Does that mean we're, like, not worthy? Like, do I have to literally cut off my heel for you to, like, pay, an ounce of attention to me? But the joke's on Cinderella anyway, because Prince Charming is obviously gay, so.
And probably, yeah. Okay, so Cinderella, fuck you. That's the end of that. So now on to I tried to wipe my iPad off and then I got lost.
Now
badass
it's the real
brother. Okay, yes,
Joe
that's
Gorga.
Very 90-day fiance. Like, this poor girl just is probably, like, bombing around her house and she just wants to get to America, and now she's, like, pawned off to Jennifer's brother, probably for free.
Well done.
And I can't wait till next season. I hope she's on.
I do hope she's on. This poor woman, she'll be traumatized. I mean, she'll be. Oh, I don't know what Disney character she's going to be, because she's obviously not going to be Cinderella. She might be Snow White at best. I don't know. She's probably going to be like Jasmine, you know, just because poor Jasmine got it bad. She got it real bad, you know?
Yeah, it's like Jasmine if she got stuck with Jafar.
You know, well, here's the thing. I'm not going to, like, go in on this too much because people will interpret this to be extremely problematic if I'm like, oh, my God, Bill is just like Jafar because obviously Middle Eastern, et cetera. And so I'm not trying to say that. But they do kind of talk like, ooh.
Ooh. Like, Well, I'm Middle Eastern, so you can say it. You have Middle Eastern privilege right now.
I'm just saying they both have the same lilting voice. I'm not saying Jafar could be any. He could be any name, any ethnicity. That's what I'm saying. So please, people, please do not come for me.
Oh my God, what an odd hill to fight on.
You have to make sure, because people will misinterpret it. Be like, I can't believe you said that Bill is like Jafar. That's so racist. It's not about the Turkish.
Middle Eastern people have bigger things to worry about. Trust me, okay? I'll send you some live streams from when I go to El Paso and visit mine this Christmas.
Listen, Aladdin,
I don't care about that. Okay?
Aladdin had some controversy back in the day. Remember, they had to change the lyrics of that opening song. Arabian Nights. Like
we need
Arabian
to get on with this
days.
Recap, but they are remaking that.
I know. I saw that photo.
Maybe. I don't know if I approve.
Did you see that photo?
Yes. Well, I saw the photo with the three cast members. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. I was like,
why?
Oh,
what's
my God.
What's ooh about it? That Will Smith is the genie?
It just looks ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
But
you're
there's
no
a really
Robin
hot guy
Williams.
Playing Jafar, speaking of which. So there is justice for Jafar.
See, you were just nice to Middle Eastern people. Solved.
I did it. Okay, so anyway, we now
back
cut
in
to Bimini
Boppity Boom. What started us off with all of this? Ow.
Joe Gorga is sniffing Melissa's toes.
Oh, and eating them. He's sucking them.
Yeah, he's like ruining it for everyone. Teresa's
ruining toes for everyone.
He's ruining toes. Like, actually, now I understand why those stepsisters cut off their parts of their feet. They're like, this guy's like Joe Gorga. I don't want him up in my feet.
So, I'd rather cut my feet off than have Joe Gorga eating up.
That's all I wanted. Just to bring Siggy back. So Teresa is alone in her giant suite. She's like, very, very nice. Very, very nice. All right. I'm just alone.
I'm going to call Gia. Gia, I'm alone.
Who cares? You would rather Joe be there with you in Bimini?
Yeah.
Please. We all know that that's a damn lie, okay? Enjoy your time while you still get to stay in America.
Yeah,
okay? Because your ass is got to leave soon. Just enjoy Bimini. Well, it's not America. I just made a Teresa mistake.
No, you made a Gia mistake when Gia's like, is Bahamas in the United States? And Teresa's like, no. Is it? For the first time, Teresa almost got a geographical question correct. She was like this close. You know, like the people at the World Geography Survey were like, oh. I don't even know if that's like a real thing. I made that up. The World Geography
I don't either,
Survey.
But I'm ignorant, so I'll just believe anything. Now
the
I
World
think-
Geography Survey.
So she's like,
I definitely don't want to involve Gia's anymore in my problem with Joe's. Blink, blink.
And then we see a clip of her totally involving Gia. Like, too late.
So then we see Marge and Joe, her Joe, and they're just, like, talking. And Joe is, like, making a joke. He's like, hey, look, there's Marty running. Get it? Because Marty's doing all the work for Danielle, and Marge's like, all right, you know, enough of the jokes. Like, you just crack yourself up, okay? You're not like Joan Rivers, you know? You're like an Elaine Boozler, okay? You gotta, like, work yourself up, okay?
Yeah, let me show you how it's done.
Okay.
Brides are always difficult, but you think it'd get easier the third time around. You see, classic Joan, I just did it. There, thank you. Thank you very much.
So then it's nighttime, and there's a medical emergency. Danielle's tob has a hole in her tongue. And they're like, what were you eating? She's like, cantaloupe.
She has a hole from the top of her tongue all the way through to the bottom of her tongue. I mean, that's what she says later.
She's
like,
pierced her tongue with a cantaloupe. I don't even know how that happens.
So Joe goes over and is like holding it. And then Danielle keeps getting mad because it's still bleeding. I'm like, you bit all the way through your tongue, you fucking idiot. There is no There is no like bride squad that's going to come fix that.
And how hard are you chomping on your cantaloupe? Like, are there hard things in cantaloupes? Was there like a seed or something? It's like, even if there was a seed, why were you going like, and also how did it get into your tongue? That means there had to have been like a seed and you were sticking your tongue out and biting at him.
That's our
girl right here. So she was like,
my guess is that she got Groupon teeth like the rest of the housewives, because you know they get free like Groupon stuff. And so I think she got like some free dental work. And you know when you have bad dental work, which I currently have, thank you, this is why I know, you can't really feel your teeth the same and you don't really know what they're doing. And I think she probably like just incised herself all the way down.
I will tell you one thing. This is a terrifying story that happened to me. I think I told about this in the... I feel like at this point I've told every story, but I'll just bring it up again because I think it's important and we're sharing. A few years ago, I went to Jones Cafe on Santa Monica Boulevard, and they have this... they have this, like, apple pie. It's like, it comes on, like, a skillet, a slice of apple pie. It's delicious. And it comes, it's like bubbling, and there's, like, caramel. And I took a piece of it, and I put it in my mouth. And I think I had some ice cream also with it. And so I put, because it's a la mode, I put it in my mouth. And the ice cream, like, the caramel sauce and everything, the ice cream immediately solidified the caramel. So it went from being gooey to, like, solid. And it solidified on my teeth. So all of a sudden, it made this, like, jagged caramel on my teeth. And this all happened, like, in 1 second. And then I bit, and, like, I bit down on my tongue with, like, jagged, hard caramel spikes. And I basically bit a hole in my tongue. But not as deep. It was just, like, a cut. It was the equivalent of having a cut.
So you got cut by science, basically.
I got cut by science. It hurt so badly for, like, a week and a half. It was traumatic.
Did you have a Joe to come in and unplug your hole?
I did not. I was very, very sad.
Everyone's like, yay, plug my hole. Yay, the hole plug. Plug the hole.
Marty's just like,
Marty, I feel bad for you. No blowjobs this weekend, FYI.
Marty, because, you know, it's like this extended shot of Danielle over sync being like, and like, Marty, his eyes were bulging like, what am I doing? I'm like literally marrying a beast. I don't know if she's a beast or a zebra, but like, either way, not appropriate. And I've gone too far. I have to see this through.
So then we get to dinner. Finally, we're at dinner. I mean, this is already like twice as long as the show, this recap.
Yeah.
But finally, we're at the dinner, and Teresa, you know, I feel like Teresa is such an inspiration for, really, truly, it's not being mean, is really an inspiration for people who are ever on a diet and go to a restaurant, because she really knows how to stick to it. She's like,
I'm going to try to add a choki and some cauliflowers.
And I'm like, that's, you know, so you still can't go out, guys. Well, I would never eat that. You better bring my ass some nachos.
Yeah. To be fair, I don't think that Teresa – I think Teresa was confused. I thought she thinks she was ordering the art of choking. Like, this is how to choke a bitch.
I want to learn about the art of choking, please. Thank yous.
Blink, just blink, like, oh, choke. Blink, 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 blink. So everyone's kind of – well, not everyone. Marge specifically is kind of pissed that they have to do this glam squad, bridal squad, bride. Shoot in bikinis on a beach.
Yeah, the bikini
photo shoot. Now listen, friend who works out every day, doesn't eat, does yoga, and has implants everywhere on their body. I love that you're going to be in bikini shoot for your wedding. Fuck you if you think I'm going to do it too. Fuck you.
Yeah, Marge is like, we're not like perky 20-year-olds. Okay, like, have you ever seen me in a bathing suit? It's like meat and more meat. Okay, like, yeah. Yeah. Someone call up Jody number 2 and tell her to turn the oven on, because there's like a lot of meat coming through. Okay, it's all in the march.
A lot of meat. There's a lot of Stephen Larry. There's a lot of meat coming through.
A lot of meat. A lot of meat. Okay, we got croissants and meat. Lots of meat. Meat courtesy of the march. Okay, you know, I don't need all the section meat. All right, but you can see all of it.
So Joe's like, so how many people are coming to the wedding? And Danielle's like, oh, there's like 70 people who could be doing something for me that aren't doing anything for me.
I'm very likable.
So then Joe moves right in, because everyone knows, obviously, her history and probably have seen her fight with Marty a million times.
Yeah.
So he's like, so what about the kids? You got any kids, Marty?
Which like, is two out of so three shady kids. Joe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Two out of three kids are coming. They're hanging out right now with Danielle's kids. And like, what about the third kid? Where's the third kid? Well, he don't like Danielle. And she's like, his kids don't like me. I don't know why. I mean, look at me. I have a loving face. I don't like to be dismissed. I have a hole in my tongue. What's there not to love?
And Marge is like, listen, things turn around. Yeah, one day you're locked in the closet. The next day you're with the man of your dreams. The kids eventually come around. I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Don't come between the man and his children. She's like, I'll tell you this. I command respect. If you're not going to respect me, get out of my face. Which is funny because she refuses to leave the house that Marty bought after disrespecting Marty. So,
I command respect. Danielle, stop. So, so Marge is basically like, Marge is correct. She's like, guess what? You're the adult and don't break up this family. You gotta bring the kids together. And then Danielle's like,
you know, it's hard for me. I come from a background, and Marty's like, it's hard for you. It's hard for you.
It's hard for me.
Don't cut me off. Don't cut me off.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, it's hard for me.
The words you should avoid are all of them. Don't cut me off.
He's like, I chose you. I chose you over those kids. I was like, is that supposed to make you look good? You look like a jackass right now. Who does that?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe I'm agreeing with Joe Gorga, because Joe Gorga's like, his face is like this he's too close to the camera.
So close. I actually took a picture of it. I was like, my wall is like 90% Joe Gorga right now, because he's like, his face like.
He's like, if anyone ever did that to my kids,
So ultimately, Marty is saying, it's not my fault. It's not your fault. You know, it's just this is the situation. We have to move on. Life is short. Life is short. So, okay, I guess that's resolved.
So then it turns to Teresa's like,
the Lars called me. He did congratulations on your wedding.
Which, no, she didn't. She wouldn't call and say, hey, just wanted to say, tell Danielle, send her my love.
Yeah. Dolores called to say, hey, Tree, I just noticed that the color in my dining room is a little different than the living room. Oh, wait. No, now that I'm here. No, they're the same color. No, I'm back in the dining room now, Tree, and, I don't know. Like, I can't tell if it's the lighting or the paint, so I'm going to go back in the living room.
What's the difference, really, between granite and marble? I never really asked myself that until now, as I stared down at my new kitchen counter. Are they still considered new? I don't even know. Call me back when you can.
You have to realize that, like, marbles are not actually made of marble. You know, because I'm looking at my countertop, I'm like, why are these made of marbles? Why are my marbles made of marble?
That's an expensive game for children to play, marbles.
You know what I have my children play? I have them play Come Give Your Mother a Hug. It's my favorite game.
So Joe's like, she's got a big mouth, that Dolores. And Melissa's like, who gives a fuck what she has to say? That's what I say about Dolores. Who gives a fuck?
Because
now she's got her husband to hide behind. Yeah.
What'd you say?
Because now she's got Joe there, not hiding behind, but like teaming up with her. So she's a little more vocal because she knows that Teresa's trying to start shit. So she's like, go ahead.
Yeah.
Let's spray on do this. Okay. Go ahead. Start a fight.
Yeah. So Melissa's like, you're backing her up. She called me Little Miss Perfect and you're backing her up. And she's like, well, you didn't have my backs at your houses, her houses. So what's going on here? So I don't know. So and then Teresa goes, I'm here for over 2 years alone, and my kids don't have a father, I'm like, yeah, this was all because of what you did, by the way.
Yeah,
this is Joe is not like swept up by a cyclone and sent off to a mountain, okay? Like, he did this. You
a
both
cyclone
did
is sent to a mountain.
I don't know. Why in my mind? It's like some very strange off-brand, like Wizard of Oz.
So Joe, like, stands up at the table, and he's like, that's it. That's it. That's it. Come over here. We're going to talk about this. Come over here. We're going to talk about this. And I love when little Joe, he's like Mr. Jefferson, like coming out all mad. And so he makes them go talk about it, which, thank God, get the hell away. I'm so sick of this fight. Please let this be the end of this fucking my dad loves go see daddy more than me or whatever. This fight.
No,
I can't.
No.
Joe, no, come to see me.
By the way, Rachel Maisie, you should come see us in Irvine. Sorry.
So they go, we speak at the same time when he says, I've had enough of this shit. I can't. Yeah. So then Melissa's like, what is this? The principal's office? And Teresa's like, yeah, why are you butting in? You're not family. Oh, wait, you are family. Damn it, my own rules. What do I do with my own rules?
The sad part is that this is what the principal office looked like for Teresa growing up.
Just outside by a heat
outside.
Lamp.
Outside. Just near some grass and some dead crabs.
So basically,
he just makes them make up, right? He's like, look, we're family. You're a sister. You're a sister-in-law. You're a wife. I've done you both up to buttons. You know, what are you going to do? Let's just all hug together and I'll go see dad more. But I'm working, you know? I'm working. And she's like,
yeah, but then mom died. I don't want you to feel like I felt when you didn't spend enough time with mom.
And he's like, oh. You want me to spend more time with dad? That's all you had to say the whole time.
Yeah.
Why don't you say that? You know, I would, if I could hang out with Daddy more, I'd hang out with Daddy more. I would hang out with Daddy more. You know, hang out with Mommy more. I would have hung out with Mommy too. When you tell the reason for Mommy, I can be strong for Mommy. I want to be there for Mommy, but I want to be there for Daddy too. I want to be there for Daddy. Mommy and Daddy, Daddy.
Hugs.
Fingers up both of their butts in the end. Oh my God. So that brings us to the end of Jersey, right?
Merry Christmas!
So everybody, that brings us to the end of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. What a fun time!
Yeah.
The Bravo schedule is going to be crazy. So tomorrow we're going to be back with our first full recap of the season of Top Chef. And then, what's happening? Then it's, you know, Christmas week. We're out of here, suckas. Ben will be here with a very special guest on Monday to do Vanderpump Rules, because I will be in a cabin in New Mexico with my family in onesies, where there's no Wi-Fi except community Wi-Fi. So I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be back on the 1st of January, New Year's Day. So three more shows
we'll
till New Year.
We'll be back. So you guys, thanks very much. We'll be back tomorrow with some Top Chef. And go buy tickets to those shows. I'm going to say it and say it and say it till they're all sold out.
Yes, everybody, and thanks so much for everybody for joining us on TV Party. That will become a Patreon feature starting next time we do it, I guess, in 2019. So we'll see you. Thank you, everybody. This was so much fun doing this online with you guys.
Yeah.
And we will talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.